Yesterday's high, the record high 96 in 1976 for June 11th, the record low 39 in 1958, last year's high 67, while the low was 45. Sunset will occur at 8:42 tonight, sunrise time 5:21 tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.99, no precipitation today, and we're up one from the overnight low. It is 47 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveling in the Middle East, asking allied countries to pressure Hamas into accepting a ceasefire proposal. He also met with the families of some of those still being held in Gaza.
For me, all of the hostages, but especially our 8 American families who have loved ones in Gaza, we are determined to bring them home.
The IDF conducting a raid this week, rescuing 4 Israeli hostages in central Gaza. Gas prices in the U.S. down 9 cents from a week ago. AAA's Doug Shoup.
Because we are still seeing weak demand for gasoline, and that coupled with lower crude oil prices is actually bringing pump prices down all across the country.
Also down, violent crime. It's dropped 15% across the country in the first 3 months of the year compared to 2023, according to the FBI. Jury deliberations resumed this morning in Hunter Biden's gun trial. He's accused of lying on the federal application to purchase a firearm. This is ABC News. The president leading an early Juneteenth celebration at the White House.
Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight among the performers. Many VIPs, including federal and state lawmakers, hearing President Biden warning of current threats.
They're old ghosts in new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for black people to vote, or have your vote counted. Closing doors of opportunity, attacking the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
There's more work to do, says the president. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Back to college for UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley. He has turned down an offer to become the coach of the LA Lakers so he can try to win his third college championship in a row. And quite a catch at an annual blue marlin fishing tournament in North Carolina. The boat that brought in the first fish, weighing over 500 pounds, won $1.7 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday's winners in Division I state baseball included West Osha Central, De Pere, Sun Prairie East, and Oak Creek, all getting the win. The tournament continues today with Division IV games beginning the morning at 9 o'clock. Brewers with home runs from Willie Adames and Jackson Chirio in Monday's 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. Just as important were the 7 outstanding innings by starter and winning pitcher Colin Ray. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Minnesota over Colorado 5-0, and San Francisco took Houston 4-3, San Diego 6, and Oakland 1. From the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 2, the Yankees 4-2 over Kansas City, Seattle 8, the White Sox 4, and in the NHL playoffs, Florida improved to 2-0 in the championship series with a 4-1 win over Edmonton.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Today's high temp around 74 degrees with a slight chance of mid-afternoon showers. Southwest winds will be around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, spotty showers, partly cloudy, and a low of 56 degrees. Also for Wednesday, 85. Looks like it's going to be an all right rest of the week there with 83 on Thursday and then 81 with lower humidity on Friday. A slight chance of showers Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, and 76 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is up one from the overnight low with some sunshine. It's 47 degrees. Today is Tuesday, June 11th. Good morning.
She said, I'll come back for that last box next time I'm back in town. And she packed it up and rode away her U-Haul West Coast bound. So I looked through the pieces of the things she left behind her. Found a Sergeant Pepper's t-shirt and a Desperado vinyl. I've got the speakers up and the whiskey down. And I'm gonna take it easy on this heartache tonight. I'm gonna let it be, babe, 'cause I can't tell you. Yeah.
The Frontmen and some new country right there. The Beatles, the Eagles, and a little tune for you to get going here on a Tuesday, the 11th of June. It is 47 degrees, some fantastic weather. I thought yesterday was superb as well. Today, boy, it's nice stuff. It'll be nice for the state baseball tournament in Appleton. They'll get some good weather. A year ago, we were trying to get through some rain delays and things like that. So you never know, but they're kind of hitting it right in the middle between some nice weather and maybe a little bit more rain coming up here and some chances, a light chance later today. But anyway, we'll check out some scores and sports coming up a little while. And also the Brewers with a nice win last night, as we mentioned earlier, with a victory against Toronto. So that to check in a little while on a Tuesday. Otherwise, it's business as usual. Chances to win and qualify from WRCO as well. This hour, we'll be giving you another chance to qualify this morning in the big Father's Day giveaway, which comes up on Friday. And also details. So I think Lady Bell might be coming in for the morning milking somewhere along the line. So we'll keep you posted on that as well. Good to hit the sleep snooze, but it is a beautiful morning. Time to get up. This is Yankee Gray on FM 100.9.
Riding away, but this ain't my first rodeo.
Brad Paisley on WRCO, 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Going back to kind of a 90s country sound, back to the, well, I guess kind of the era when music suddenly became free for some. Method Man will narrate a two-part docuseries about the rise and fall of peer-to-peer music sharing programs in the 90s. How Music Got Free, featuring interviews with several artists, and they'll be talking about the FBI investigations and convictions that resulted, the origins of services like LimeWire. You may remember that. How Music Got Free premieres on Paramount Plus this week.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14. East. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
I fall to you.
Classic from Patsy Cline on WRCO on this Tuesday morning. Just ahead of news, weather, and sports. Straight ahead here this morning at 6:30. This is David Kirsch.
This old world's gone crazy. My life living proof. Always running around, no time to slow down. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have you. Day in, day out, every night from dusk till dawn. This world spins round, girl, you keep me hanging on. When the winds of doubt get so worn out and worried, keeping up this pace. But you ease my mind every time I get caught up in the race. You're my saving grace. Day in, day out, and every night from dusk till dawn. This world spins round. Girl, you keep me hanging on. When the winds of doubt are blowing, your love keeps me going. Somehow, day in, day
David Kirsch on WRCO, and Day In and Day Out. Wizards of Rods hosting the Cruising and Camping Through the Decades this weekend at the Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds. Friday features a cruise to a fish fry and a vintage fun day coming up on Saturday. Dress vintage. Lots of stuff going on, including a poker run, and Sunday will be show shine display and a vote for awards at 2:30. All a part of the Wizards of Rods Cruising and camping through the decades this weekend in Warrens. I know a lot of folks from the area head up in that direction, whether they drive an old car or they drive an old Pontiac Vibe, whatever, they'd love to have you. We come up toward news time. That's straight ahead here this morning on WRCO, and good luck on your morning cruise as well.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time today at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 74 today, a slight chance of showers by mid-afternoon, spotty showers this evening, and a low of 56. Right now we're at 47, up one from the overnight low.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A Democrat will keep the chair at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Ann Jacobs was voted in unanimously on Monday. She previously served as the chair during the 2020 presidential election. The six-member panel is made up of 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats and handles oversight of the elections process in Wisconsin. They do not run the elections, however. That task is left up to local clerks in towns, cities, and counties. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has called for an independent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools. Evers on Monday said the investigations would be separate from a currently overdue accounting audit and would look at operations and practices inside the district. MPS has been struggling with budget cuts, accounting issues, and the departure of its superintendent last week. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu called the announcement disappointing and also said Evers is trying to cover up mistakes he made as the state's superintendent of schools before he was elected governor in 2018. This summer, it's time to do a sweep of your local social media accounts. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Administrator Michelle Reinen says you should limit who sees your social media posts. Those posts could be giving away more than just embarrassing information. They could allow criminals to find out when you're going to be away from home, or also copy your voice using AI to scam loved ones. Reinen suggests setting posts to family and friends and making sure that you prune the contact list for people that you actually know. Marquette University President Michael Lovell died Sunday in Rome after a three-year battle with cancer. He was 57. Authorities say in a news release that Lovell had been suffering from sarcoma, a rare form of cancer that develops in the bones and soft tissues. Lovell and his wife Amy were in Rome on a Jesuit formation pilgrimage when he fell ill and was taken to a hospital. Lovell was Marquette's 24th president. He took over the position in 2014, according to the university's website. Lovell helped create the Near West Side Partners, a nonprofit focused on economic development, housing, and safety in Milwaukee. Before he became president at Marquette, he served as chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in a case related to abortion access has entered the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign Monday to succeed retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joined conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates. Schimmel is a former Republican state attorney general who opposes abortion. The election in April with the court's liberal 4-3 majority on the line. Police are now saying at least a dozen people were hurt in a shooting at a rooftop party in Wisconsin's capital city. The shooting happened around 12:45 Sunday morning on the roof of a high-rise apartment building in downtown Madison. Police initially said 10 people were injured, with 9 hit by gunfire. Police Chief Sean Barnes said at a news conference yesterday that 2 more people have since come forward to report injuries. The tally now stands at 10 shot or grazed by gunfire, one person injured by broken glass, and a person who sustained a shoulder injury while trying to flee the shooting. Barnes said no one has been arrested in the shooting. Gas prices fell over 10 cents per gallon during the last week. The average across the state today, 3.22. That is 7.8 cents lower than a month ago and over 37 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said prices have plummeted in nearly every state in the last week. With those declines, Americans will spend roughly $425 million less per week on gasoline than they did a year ago. DeHaan said he expects prices to rise at times ahead of the July 4th holiday. Learn more about local forestry. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will host a forestry-focused field trip at sites in Sauk and Richland counties Thursday, beginning at 1 o'clock. The field trip is the third in a series to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the creation of the Riverway. The field trip will be led by Department of Natural Resources forestry team leader Mike Finlay, also along with forest ranger Scott Lancaster, forest technician Landon Nielsen, and Riverway Board Executive Director Mark Cupp. Participants will learn about white oak and swamp white oak regeneration in a floodplain forest at the first stop, and challenges with black locust control in a dry prairie setting associated with a former agricultural field at the second stop. The tour will begin in the town of Spring Green, east of Lone Rock, near the intersection of Kennedy Road and Monument Road. Follow Monument Road to the south and park at the end of the road. The tour starts at 1. The second stop will take place in the town of Buena Vista, at the end of Moore Road, near the intersection with Highway 14 west of Lone Rock, a short distance west of the Crewson Slough access. Arrival at the Moore Road site is slated for 2:30. The field trip will conclude at approximately 3:30. The tour will take place rain or shine, unless there would be lightning. Pre-registration for the tour can be done by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-261-9520 or 608-739-3188. Maps of the locations may be found at the Riverway Board website at lwr.state.wi.us or Facebook page. Both sites will involve hiking on relatively flat ground for 1/2 mile each way. Participants should dress appropriately with long pants, long sleeve shirts, sturdy footwear, and hats recommended. Be prepared to encounter pesky insects and bring bug repellent. Bring your binoculars for bird watching as well for Thursday's event.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 74, a slight chance of showers by mid-afternoon, south to southwest winds around 10. Spotty showers possible tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 56. Wednesday, 85, partly sunny, warmer and more humid, a slight chance of a thunderstorm toward evening. And Thursday, breezy and still warm, a high of 83. Right now in Richland Center with some nice sunshine. That followed yesterday's high of 74. We were at 54 at midnight. We've been as low as 46. Right now we're at 48 degrees.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. State baseball got underway yesterday. Details on a win for the Brewers, opening up against the Blue Jays in Milwaukee last night.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
WIA State Baseball Tournament got underway yesterday at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Among the Division I quarterfinals, Westosha Central over Arrowhead 4-1, DePeer with a 2-0 win against Menasha, Sun Prairie East 4-3 against Hudson, and Oak Creek was a winner against Nicolet. The final score was 11-5. The tournament will continue today with Division IV semifinals. Johnson Creek and Solon Springs Northwood and Oliva Strum and Pacelli will meet right away this morning at 9 in that session. The second session this afternoon at 2:30 has Kenosha St. Joseph versus Bonduelle and Aquinas versus Cumberland. Those games will continue with games as well on Wednesday in Division II semifinals and also Division I semifinals. Legion baseball season is underway. The Viroqua Legion with a win against Stoddard 14-3 yesterday. The Brewers got home runs from Willie Adames and Jackson Cherio in Monday's 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. Just as important were the 7 outstanding innings by starter and winner Colin Ray. He allowed just 3 hits and no walks while earning his 5th victory. Manager Pat Murphy talked about home runs helping.
I like it when we hit them, though. I'm not trying to promote not hitting homers, that's for sure. But there's more ways to beat teams. Tonight we needed the homer, you know, and they almost hit a couple that were squared up.
Trevor Miguel with a 10th save and Willie Adames drove in 2 runs. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez is scheduled to start tonight's game at American Family Field for Milwaukee. Elsewhere in interleague play, Minnesota 5-0 over Colorado. San Francisco beat Houston 4-3. San Diego 6, Oakland 1. In the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 2. The Yankees 4-2 over Kansas City. And Seattle beat the White Sox. Final score was 8-4. Former Los Angeles Lakers head coach Darvin Ham is returning to the Bucks as the top assistant. Ham turned down a similar offer from Phoenix head coach Mike Budenholzer. The two worked together in Milwaukee. Ham was previously an assistant with the Bucks for four seasons. He reportedly has important relationships with several key Milwaukee players, including superstar and two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo. He would be head coach Doc Rivers' right-hand man. The Packers have announced this year's annual Family Night event will be Saturday, August 3rd. Tickets become available June 26th. Plans for the evening include the team taking the field to warm up at 7 p.m. Then practice begins at 7:30. A fireworks presentation will follow the practice. This is the 23rd season for Family Night. A week later, the Packers travel to Cleveland to play the Browns in the NFL preseason opener. That will be on August 10th. And it was Ivan Rodriguez with two goals in the third period. And the Florida Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers by a score of 4-1, taking a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. That's an update on sports from WRCO on this Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO. Like a dollar in my pocket, it's burning in my chest. I prayed the whole way over here that I'm still scared to death. I know you don't know me as well as you'd like to, so I think we should have a talk, sir, if you've got a few. I don't have much money and I don't have a ring, but what I got's a whole lot better than all those fancy things. I swear to you I love her until my dying. There's a chance you know how much he feels for me. I don't have much money and I don't have a ring, but what I got's a whole lot better than all those fancy things. I swear to you I love her until my dying day. I'll give her the best of me if you'll give her away.
That's David Nail and The Best of Me. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on WRCO Radio. Some in-studio guests today, and I think even Hank might get quizzed this morning. Ooh, we'll see about that.
It comes from Mississippi and down in Alabama, creeping like a fever all across the land. From deep in the Delta on the Louisiana shore, the people got to have it. With a drum, playing the guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Some say it came from Memphis, down in Tennessee, or it drifted in from Georgia about 1953. Just as long as it's greasy, as long as it's fast, as long as it's pumping, honey, it's gonna last. It's a hillbilly rock. With a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, to the little thing called the hillbilly rock. What I mean, the juke joint's jumping when that cat goes on. The whole place is shaking, there's a something going on. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock.
Marty Stewart on WRCO Radio. I was just looking to see, there are a number of really awesome movies that have been released in history on June 11th. In fact, some of my favorites. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, released in 1986 on this day. E.T., The Extraterrestrial, released in 1982. Napoleon Dynamite in 2004, released on this day. Let me see, what else? Jurassic Park, that came out in 1993. The original Garfield movie in 2004. Also, Grease 2, not necessarily regarded as a cinema classic, but it was released this day in 1982. So a few films from June 11th that were real box office draws over the years.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wrap starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from June the 10th. We had 242 head a day, 10 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 160 to 170. Choice Holstein steers, 149 to 159. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 148 down. 51 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 127 to 134. The middle 60, 119 to 126. And the bottom 20%, 118 and down. Three bulls day, most bulls 140 to 151. 163 head of calves day, top 80% of bull calves bring 600 to 790. Quality Holstein heifer calves 420 and down. Quality beef calves 300 to 960. And the length 4 quality calves 115 down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock. Have a great week.
I love my daddy, I love my daddy, I love my daddy, yes I do.
I've been thinking about you.
The alarm clock sounds, 7:30, rudely interrupts this dream I'm having. I'd rather have you wake me, whispering my name. This house is too quiet, this house is too cold. Click on the morning TV show. Talking to myself, wishing it was you, wishing you would have stayed. I've been thinking about you, just like I thought about you all morning. I had a pill I could take so I wouldn't wake up till I see you again. I've been thinking about you, just like I thought about you all evening long. This house is empty without you, but not as empty as my heart since I've been home.
That's Forerunner on WRCO, and congrats to our latest qualifiers in the Father's Day giveaway, Pam Hansen and Brian Parker. When you hear the I Love My Daddy snippet, well, at that time, we're taking a couple of qualifiers each time now, so callers 7 and 8 whenever you hear that. We'll be doing that again throughout the morning, so keep listening. Way to go, Pam and Brian. Father's Day drawing coming up on Friday morning. Hank and I will pull out the winner between 7 and 7:30 that morning. 50 degrees right now as we head towards 74, with a slight chance of mid-afternoon showers today. Here's the latest from Ann Wilson.